Airport lines stretch through terminals and out the doors thanks to a partial government shutdown that forces TSA workers to stay on the job without pay, many making difficult choices about showing up.
As staffing challenges rise, passenger wait times will increase.
That's union leader Aaron Barker with the American Federation of Government Employees, which reps TSA workers. He was outside the terminal in Atlanta. Workers were holding up signs reading, "We want a paycheck, not a rain check."
Many are coping with eviction notices, vehicle repossessions, empty refrigerators, and overdrawn bank accounts.
Homeland Security saying last week more than 300 TSA agents have quit since the start of the shutdown more than a month ago. Democratic lawmakers have said DHS won't get funded until new restrictions are placed on federal immigration operations. I'm Julie Walker.